You know, I think musicians and artists, they're very lucky people. They're born with one great advantage in life, and do you know what that is? It's their talent. They've got something to cling to. I often wish I'd been born with that sort of talent. As most people, they just drift through life without any real aims. They're weak. It's no good just sitting there, whining. Huh? Now you've got to get up and do something about it. Well, not that it isn't a fight, of course it is. Yeah. Life is a fight. People always seem to be against you. Not that I've done badly. Oh, no. No, I've done all right. Yeah. But it's certainly an uphill battle.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about Pastor Bob. You were criticizing me for doing an event with him. You said I legitimized him, and that bothered you. And that bothered you because you felt that that was something that would have an effect. Am I right?
Yeah, he's explicitly homophobic, yeah. Huh.
Well, I could say that what you did was explicitly Islamophobic. You're saying that my appearing with Pastor Bob sends people a message that the Democrats think it's okay to not respect gay people, which will lead to their deciding it's okay to not respect gay people. Now, if you argue that,
then you have to also argue that your dressing up as Mohammed sends people a very clear message that it's okay for them not to respect Muslims as well. Can you see that?
I'm sure you can. It's very basic.
Last paragraph. Without question, Ezra Chater issued a challenge to somebody. If a duel was fought in the dawn mist of Sidley Park in April 1809, his opponent, on the evidence, was a critic with a gift for ridicule and a taste for seduction.
Do we need look far?
Without question, Mrs. Chater was a widow by 1810. If we seek the occasion of Ezra Chater's early and unrecorded death, do we need look far?
Without question, Lord Byron, in the very season of his emergence as a literary figure, quit the country in a cloud of panic and mystery and stayed abroad for 2 years at a time when continental travel was unusual and dangerous. If we seek his reason, do we need look far?
They told me to get on the bed, and I knew they had to get me on the bed because if they did it while I was standing up, they might break my spine. So I stood up. And then one or two of them came for me. Well, I was younger then. I was much stronger than I am now. I was quite strong then. I laid one of them out, and I had the other one round the throat. And then suddenly this chief had these pincers on my skull, and I knew he wasn't supposed to do it while I was standing up. That's why I... Anyway, he did it. So I did get out. I got out of the place. But I couldn't walk very well. I don't think my spine was damaged. That was perfectly all right. The trouble was, my thoughts had become very slow. I couldn't think at all. I couldn't get... my thoughts together.
The regular early morning yell of horror was the sound of Arthur Dent waking up and suddenly remembering where he was. It wasn't just that the cave was cold, it wasn't just that it was damp and smelly. It was that the cave was in the middle of Islington and there wasn't a bus due for 2 million years. Time is the worst place, so to speak, to get lost in, as Arthur Dent could testify, having been lost both in time and space a good deal. At least being lost in space kept you busy. He was stranded on prehistoric Earth as the result of a complex sequence of events that had involved his being alternately blown up and insulted in more bizarre regions of the galaxy than he had ever dreamed existed. And though life had now turned very, very, very quiet, he was still feeling jumpy.
Have you seen the earthquake? There's this building. My God, you think things are solid, but they just break. Imagine being in it. Imagine you're lying on your back and there's this wall a few inches above your face and you can't sit up even an inch. And if you do, it might come down on you. And the air running out. You keep trying to get a deep breath, but you can't breathe deeply enough because very soon there's going to be no more oxygen. And if you're injured, if you're in pain while all that's going on, and where are your family? And are they dead or in agony? Will anyone come to get you out? And how many hours or days? I'm just so upset by it. Have you seen the earthquake? There's this building. My God, you think things are solid, but they just break. Imagine being in it. Imagine you're lying on your back and there's this wall a few inches above your face and you can't sit up even an inch. And if you do, it might come down on you. And the air running out. You keep trying to get a deep breath, but you can't breathe deeply enough because very soon there's going to be no more oxygen. And if you're injured, if you're in pain while all that's going on, and where are your family? And are they dead or in agony? And will anyone come to get you out? And how many hours or days? I'm just so upset by it.
I have something else to say. I mortgaged this house without asking your consent. To this I plead guilty, and indeed I ask you to forgive me. I was driven to it by my debt. 35,000. I don't play cards now. I've gave it up long since. But the main thing I can say in my own justification is that you're girls and you get an annuity, whereas I had no... well... no income. Natasha is an outstanding woman. Someone of great integrity. When I got married, I thought we were going to be happy. All going to be happy. But, my God. My dear sisters. My own dear sisters. Don't believe me. Don't trust me.
What is your instrument? Huh? Give me a clue. If I beat you to a pulp, which would you try to protect, your face or your hands? Oh. Which would be the more serious if you couldn't sit down for a week or couldn't stand up? Huh? I'm trying to narrow it down, you see? Can I take it? You don't stick this instrument up your arse in kneeling position? You can speak frankly. You'll find I am without prejudice. I love musicians. I respect them, human beings to a man. Let me put it like this. If I smashed this instrument of yours over your head, would you need carpenter, welder, or brain surgeon?